Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. Welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, and with us today is Tim Sinsheimer, our terrible Tim. How are you doing?
Hey, James. Good morning. How are you? Yeah,
I'm
good.
I'm a little groggy, and I'm going to let you do most of the talking today, but I read a post you put up, and it was hilarious. It was, like, so sarcastic. It was like, wow. I was impressed.
You know what? Let's start out the show by me reading the post.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Terrible Tim, here comes the boom. Here comes the boom. Terrible Tim's going to drop the knowledge. Here we go. So,
okay.
Is everybody ready for the next fake shooting? There ought to be a process by which we can bet on it. Will it be a school, a mall, an Army Navy base, a church, a theater, a transportation hub, a plane or train? Will it be a fake terrorist, lone wolf, Muslim, or white guy, radicalized or inspired by the internet? Next, they will roll out the fake family on TV immediately, who have no tears or discernible grief, if not happy and smiling, with hearts filled with forgiveness, acceptance, and joy, who will get a gigantic check from the Department of Justice plus donation pages. They will tell us that we need to have a national conversation about guns again. Or maybe they will go back to the fake ISIS beheading shows that were popular for a while. And as I indicated yesterday, another favorite part of the phony fake shows is you spin through all these news threads on the internet and you all these stupid, dumbed down, but now morons, foolish, idiots, all get on that on those threads saying, our thoughts and prayers go to the family. God bless them. They're in our thoughts and prayers.
What a bunch of idiots. Fuck.
So they play their role in the phony fake show. They just love the feeling of, oh, yeah, we're being oppressed, and these awful people that are radicalized and inspired on the internet. And, yes, by all means, let's take away the guns. Let's take away the internet. Let's arrest people because they have an anti-government viewpoint or they're dissenters from the government. And I saw something that, you know, there's always something new every day about what they want to do to us. And now the latest thing is they could take away your passport without any kind of process or anything. It's just, oh, they determined that this guy shouldn't be able to come and go out of the country because we say so. There doesn't have to be any reason. Just like the NDA, they could take you away, lock you up for no reason. No trial, no sentence, no jury. People in your family won't even know what happened to you. They don't even have to say anything.
Yeah. It's a scary fucking world we live in now. Like, way fucking scary. The thing I hate the most is the, we can arrest you for things you might do. You know,
oh, yeah.
You didn't do anything wrong. They'll just arrest you because they think you think that you're going to do something. It's so ridiculous. It's not even ridiculous. It's counter logical. It's not even real. It's like they're giving themselves the license to write any laws they want, enact any punishment they want, and there's no system in place to keep them in check because the whole fucking system's corrupt.
Oh yeah,
it's yeah,
and it's like what Cameron said in his speech to the United Nations. And as you know, whether you're hearing from Cameron or Harper or Abbott in Australia or Obama, you're really hearing from the same people because they're all puppets of the Rothschild Zionist Federal Reserve banksters who create money out of nothing, and then the people have to pay principal, interest, and taxes because of their divine right to rule over you, because they produce nothing but paper, and now you're their slaves, and you have to pay it back to them. But anyway, like Cameron says, it, the time has come when we simply leave people alone because they're obeying the law. He actually said this, and you know, you covered it too. Just because they obeyed the law doesn't mean we leave them alone, because if they disagree with the government, they create environments an environment in which people are radicalized because they say, oh yeah, this guy disagrees with the government. He laid out why he disagrees with them. So I am now therefore radicalized, and will go forth and commit a phony fake show for the DHS.
if it's not automatic vomitus, it's like I'll stick my fucking finger down my throat and like hurl, because this is like unbelievable shit. It's unbelievable. It's like you said it perfectly in that post. What's it going to be today? You know, they're going to pull some shit into their ass, and it'll be in one of these categories, and in one of these categories of categories, you can line it up perfectly, and you can place bets. It's like the hockey pool, for Christ's sakes. And it's so ridiculous that it's come down to that. I mean, it's their game is up. We know what they're doing. But the problem is that there's way too many stupid people who don't understand what the fuck's going on. All they care about is fashion, politics, sports, religion. They got their head up their ass. And they don't pay attention. They don't care. They only care about themselves. These people are marginalizing the rest of the fucking population, because when it comes down to it, if there's too many stupid people, we all go down the fucking drain. And I'm sorry, it really pisses me off that there's stupid people are going to drag us down.
What you said right there was right on point. And the sheep just do not want to go there. They and not only that, but they're unable to even conceive of the fact that people in power can get together and have a plan, and that these people are hungry for power. They don't understand that the whole concept of government is that we're all a bunch of awful people, and we can't be trusted to act in a civil manner. So what should we do? Let's put a couple of us in power. People who are psychopathic in nature, who crave power and authority to rule over us. So let's get a portion of the population that's even more awful than we are, and they're going to govern over us and solve all of our problems.
Not really governing and not solving anything, creating more problems. And this current session of government, the last, since George Bush got into power, since 9/11, really, is when the system stopped, and everything that seemed like the system carried on, but it seems like it. It's not really, really the system. It's just a cover story for the underpinning of the New World Order, which is being put in place. And now, you know, if government was like a cake and you cut a piece off, you'd find that the bottom part is fucking rotten. It's disgusting. There's fucking maggots in it. This is the New World Order. It's fucking evil. And so the center of the cake and the bottom of the cake are rotten to the core. And the top of the cake, the icing, is everything that we think is really happening. You know, all these people that are running for this election, they're fucking puppets. They're tools. You name it, any one of them. And Bernie Sanders, stupid Hillary Clinton, the whore. You got Chris Christie. What an asshole. He tells people that if they smoke pot. go ahead.
The party's over.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the party is over. See, the party's over for us or for them. See, there's one more thing that has to happen. It's the spark. It's the ignition. It's like if we're a wet log, we are not going to do fuck all, and we'll take it up the ass, and that'll be the end of us. And but if there's enough people that are like, fuck you, motherfucker, I think that there could be a blowback in their face. And that's what they're scared of us. They are scared of us, our numbers, because, you know, 6 billion of us compared to a handful of assholes is, you know, it's they're marginal. We're fucking massive. We just need to be awake, aware, connected, organized, and so on. At least maybe programmed by God somehow or another to go through a sort of a list to for, you know, safety check for survival. You know? Like when you're in a forest and it's on fire and you're like, what do I do? You run away from the fire. It's common sense, right? When the police start knocking on doors and going and putting bags over people's heads and sticking people in trucks and fucking bringing them to FEMA camps and murdering them and shit like that, you know, when this starts happening, I think people should tune in right away and be like, oh, shit, well, maybe we should stop doing what we're doing that's stupid and start fucking, you know, snapping out of it and reacting or thinking before acting, not reacting. I like to say that now because that's what 9/11 was. It got us in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, there was a reaction without any contemplation beforehand. But, you
right.
know, it might, who knows how it may play out. But, I mean, one thing's for certain. You know, say you have somebody complaining about the government, you know, legitimate grievances, that they're not advocating violence. And I'll tell you what, they're not even looking at people like me or you because they know we're not going to do anything like that. But that's why they stage these phony fake shows to advance
right.
their agenda. But, you know, it may eventually play out where, you know, somebody has some legitimate grievances and they complain on a podcast or the internet or whatever it is. Then a SWAT team comes at 2 a.m. They take you away, and then your neighbors will just shrug their shoulders and say, oh, yeah, he must have done something wrong, and then go about their lives, right? But then, ultimately, I mean, they're not going to be spared either because, you know, ultimately, mm-hmm. they're coming for everybody. You got the Agenda 21. You have the soft kill projects. The GMO, I think, is going to be a harder kill project, but they approved all of this stuff to go into the food that could, in fact, genetically modify the consumer. So that's going to be more widespread, but they're attacking us on every front, the fluoride in the water, chemtrails in the sky, the GMO, the vaccines. Mm-hmm. And all of those things are no good for you. You can live with. We were better off before all of that garbage started. And ultimately, I think the epiphany for the sheep, and they still probably won't get it when it happens, but the epiphany for the sheep will be when all of a sudden the food trucks stop coming to the grocery store. Then what? And when people lose it, they really lose it. Can you just imagine the horror of that? All of a sudden, there's just no food anymore, and people aren't prepared to go back into the 17th century where they grow their own food.
They don't have time. They don't have time to grow their own damn.
There's no time to grow a tomato.
Oh my God.
You don't have any seeds. But, you know, I'll admit, I'm a bad actor in this, too. I mean, I have a little patch of yard in my backyard. I'm too fat and lazy to till the soil and grow food.
No, but Tim, you serve another purpose. You know, if you die at the end of this, you did your job to humanity. Yeah. I mean, honest. Same here. I mean, I live in a fucking apartment. I don't have a little box apartment. I'm in a bachelor. I don't have any. Plus, I have agoraphobia. I don't leave my apartment. I don't have a garden either. I'm not prepared. So it's like being hypocritical to tell people to do this. On the other hand, it's like, how many people have a fucking two-story home with a two-car garage and a massive backyard? You know, like, how many people have this?
A bunch of people live in apartments in the city, yeah. Yeah, so that option isn't even available to them to grow food in the backyard.
Well, you know, Obama was like, at the start of his term, he's like, everybody should move to the city. You know, he's so fucking evil, that guy. Why would, you know, what happens when all the power goes out, there's no food, there's no nothing, you're stuck in the city. All the fucking pathways to get out of the city will be congested and just, you know, clogged by people panicking. And, you know, it'll be a nightmare to get out of the city when the power goes out. They don't guarantee anything, and they can't. This Obama is the most evil motherfucker ever to set foot in the United States. He's far more evil than David Rothschild or David Rockefeller, because Rockefeller is a pussy. He hides behind in the shadows. Obama stands up in front of everybody, looks in the fucking face, and lies to them, and fucking is setting us all up for doom. It's fucking crazy how bad it is. I suggested yesterday that people lob horseshit at the fucking White House, because that's what it is. He is. He's a fucking piece of shit. He deserves to have horseshit lobbed at him.
I get really upset now because
this stuff is just piling up. It's a big pile of horse shit in the corner, and I just want to get rid of it and, like, throw it out, lob it at people that are stupid. I love the word horse shit because it's better than bullshit, and it's got a really good inflection to it. It's like horse shit, you know, like, people pay more attention to the word horse shit, I find. When I talk about lobbing it at people, it's so ludicrous that it's like people stop and go, oh, my God, that's funny. I think you can win hearts and minds using humor, and you know that. Fuck. You're Not a Truther song is fucking great, man. I mean, I put it up on my page, and tons of people looked at it. I was going to say the cop. Sorry, go ahead.
And James, I neglected to give you props too when we spoke the last time. I mean, after all, one of your videos has garnered over 1 million views, for crying out loud. So I mean, your reach has been extensive, and it speaks to the power of what one person could do. Because even when people come into this knowledge, they shrug their shoulders and, oh, what can I do? What can I do? And to that, I would reply, well, look at what James Easton did. Look at what some other people did. They reached a lot of people. I reached some people. And so shrugging your shoulders and doing nothing is a disservice. And, you know,
I wish we had camera. I wish we had video. I would do some acting. I'd be like, I don't know what I can do. We should get onto Google Hangouts and do video as well. Do you have a video camera? Yeah, of course you do.
I have a friend,
John Doerr. So,
yeah, I've heard you and John talk, yeah.
John's great, but ow, I stubbed my toe. Fuck. He doesn't have a video camera or a mic, so we're stuck using the phone, but that's fine. But you do, so we can make a show or something. Like, I'm all about, like, this is not going to stop on my part, on your part, you know, like, until we see a resolution. And, like, it can happen anywhere in the world. If it happens other places, it can happen here. You know, never lose hope, but don't give up either, you know, like, I'm learning so much about being like a leader of sorts amongst my own crew, like giving them the dirty goods. Here's what's going on.
James, I think it's fair to say that we follow each other. You know.
Well, yeah, I believe so. You know, I listen to a lot of stuff you say, and I'm amazed by more props to you, bud, by how quickly you lay it down in succinct order. It's like, bam, you know. If you got on stage and said, hey, everybody, listen to this, and you're like, the government does this because this and 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 this. And then at the end of it, all of those people will be like the jaw drill wide open, because it's so clear and you just unloaded it on them in like 10 seconds or 20 seconds, you know. It's like, bam. it's a verbal nuclear bomb.
Speaking of which, I could tell you some experience I've had with a local stage that I go on in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's an open mic every Monday night. And what happens is, you know, if I do like one of my dirty songs about sex or whatever, it's well received.
Okay.
And even my 9/11 song is well received, because a lot of people have kind of figure it out. Yeah, there's something wrong with that. But one time I did this song where I attacked Sandy Hook and the Boston Hoaxathon, and everyone was shocked. They just sat there silently. But let me tell you what's going on with that, though. There's this place called the Hashtag Bar in Staten Island, and a new partner came in, and he has partial ownership of the place. And I spoke to him on the phone with the camera rolling, and because I had problems, because the microphone host, Pauline Herveau, one night, you know, you put your name on the sign-up list, and you should go on at a certain time. And she kept putting people in front of me, and people were leaving because it was getting later and later, you know. So, I spoke to this fella, Andy Nadler, on the phone, and I'm saying, yeah, what up with that, blah, blah, blah. And he's, oh, no, Tim, don't worry about it. Yeah, it's a free country. You can do what you want. So I figured, okay, case closed, no problem. Then ever since then, whether I see him in person, he emails me and he posts on the Facebook, he's trying to tell me what to say on that stage. And I'm trying to explain to this guy, to a blue in the face. He keeps annoying and confronting me. Tim, why can't you just entertain the troops? You don't have to sing your song about this or that and the other one. I'm trying to tell this guy, Andy Nadler, look, people are going to come to this open mic whether or not I do these songs. It doesn't matter. If I plant a seed of doubt in their faith of government, fine. If I don't, that's fine. But let the audience decide whether or not they like it. It's not going to hurt your business at all if I play this song. You don't want to hear it. It's an ongoing battle. And his position right now is I should get less than 5 minutes time, and other people should get a longer time on stage. And it's very frustrating, but you know it doesn't matter, because I have my reach on YouTube, on Facebook, and my public access TV show. But I enjoy the energy of a live crowd once in a while. And he's a likable guy. He's a likable guy, and you can sit down and talk to him, but he's just another one of those people who don't want to face the truth about what's going on and what's being done to us. And then he's the kind of guy that even if he does come into the awareness, he would want to ignore it. But so what are your thoughts on that?
Well, it makes me think of my dad, you know. Like, my dad's not stupid. I think he knows what's going on. But I think he's ignorant, and he doesn't want to admit it, because as soon as he opens his mouth and says, well, I do know about chemtrails, then it's like it's game over, because I'll be like, yay, my dad knows about chemtrails. You know, I don't know. That he'll he'll be on side with me, and that brings him down. See, there's this thing about Generation X and the baby boomers.
And then also, don't forget the cognitive dissonance factor.
Well, there's that too. And let me jump into 8911 in a minute. My dad is cognitively dissonant. Like, he turned red in the face, blue in the face, purple in the face, yelling at me, like screaming at me. It was just me and him on the farm. And we were talking about the Holocaust. And he's like, "The Holocaust was real!" And I was like, "No, it wasn't." I've done my research, Dad. Did you? Have you read the Talmud? Do you know about the precondition for the promised land, that there's a burnt offering of 6 million Jews on the nose?
And
it's called the Holocaust, and it was written a few thousand years ago? And he's like, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And you can nail him on it.
Do you know about the handful of capos that are supposed to be dragging out thousands of bodies? Right?
Oh, man. I've seen footage, when I was young. Listen, I tried to explain to him, "Dad, I was taught the Holocaust by a fucking Jew named Mr. Applebaum at my military school. And we heard the whole fucking story. So don't fucking send me articles and pictures and all this fucking shit. I've heard the fucking Holocaust stories, and I've been on this goddamn thing since, ever since, like, almost about 3 months ago. And when all of a sudden I watched this movie, it's called Auschwitz by David Cole Stein. He's a fucking Jewish kid who went there and exposed the whole fucking thing. And so basically, there's revisionists, there's all this other shit. I'm flabbergasted, and there's all kinds of lies that came out of it. I don't want to dwell on it, but people said, "Oh, they made lampshades out of people's backs, kid," and like all this fucking crap. There's so many goddamn Jews that are lying about this. It's been going on for 60 fucking years. And this is the precursor to 9/11, because if they could get away with such incredible bullshit for that long, then fucking 9/11 is swimming in the
sky's
pool.
The limit.
So now I want to get to AE 9/11 truth. Their fucking their shtick has been. We need a new investigation. We need a new investigation. We need a new investigation. It's been going on since
the same mantra.
Fuck, man, it's just ridiculous. These people, Richard Gage is a fucking nerd gatekeeper. He's rich as fuck. I'm sure he wines and dines all his friends every fucking night. It makes me sick. They get all these fucking donations from stupid people, And so AE 9/11 Truth is the lead organization in the chain. Then below that is the stupid 9/11 Truthers, 9/11 Truth. And then off to the side, an offshoot of 9/11 Truth, you've got Loose Change. And connected to that is Alex Jones. And there's probably more. I don't have them all in my head right now. Now, the point is... their shtick has been Building 7. It's like, Building 7, it's the smoking gun. It came down at 5:20 in the afternoon. Nobody saw it on television because it was only shown once.
They neglect to mention that it wasn't just the towers in Building 7. The whole complex practically turned into dust. Building 6 was hollowed out like an apple core. Building 5, there was only a goddamn shell that they had to pull down. Another thing that they conveniently will neglect to mention, and this is just plain common sense, that commercial-grade aviation fuel consists mostly of kerosene. So how the hell does kerosene vaporize all those buildings into dust? It's not even physically possible.
It's not. And that's the thing. So you got layer one, the official story. Two airplanes crash into the World Trade Center on 9/11.
There's all different tracks that they send you out there.
But the pictures show, layer two,
the 9/11 deception, which is AE 9/11 truth, 9/11 truth, and so on. It's the picture that shows the airplane with the with a false flag missile or whatever. What the fuck is it called?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. They took a picture of the underbelly, and there was something that looked like an anomalous rocket or something.
Yeah,
kind
flight termination system.
Yeah, yeah, there
flight termination. Okay, so that is the pretext for, the airplanes were drones, and they were guided in by homing beacon, and that's why they hit perfectly in the middle, which is completely fucking impossible. You know, the fact that both airplanes made it into the towers without sticking out on either side, you know, it's too ridiculous. It's like retarded. So I believe in something called no planes. And not because of that, because some footage in September Clues, which shows the airplane. The Chopper 5 news live chopper shot. There,
and then
he zooms in three times, and the third zoom, oh, there's the plane. It's like, come on, you can't be fucking. And then they did scientific calculations on this, and like, this is 18/11 truth that did it, and they're like, oh shit, it wasn't there. So, but they won't say that. See, if they say that, then not only is Richard Gage and Ken Dock out of a job, because they're getting paid big bucks, you know, like if they end this, then they lose their fucking job. But it's not because of that. It's because they are part of Team Gozer, the evil, they are hiding the fact that there were planes so that everybody in the world thinks there were planes and that the mystery stays a mystery, and that no, it never gets solved. And while everyone's got the blindfolds on and the butt plug up their ass, I'm just saying that people are so disillusioned by people who say they're telling the truth. They even monopolize the fucking word truth, and it's totally a lie. And there's so many motherfuckers. There's so many motherfuckers who have Claudio the Fraudio's goddamn fucking banner out, put your banner on. He's a fucking asshole. I hate that guy. Anyway, sorry to interrupt you.
Well, the whole thing was structured in such a way because they knew there would be people who would question it. They knew there would be people that would recognize it was physically impossible to do. So what the plan was that they knew there was going to be opposition coming, so the best thing to do is to control the opposition. And while everyone is arguing over the details, and it goes on for years and years and years, and all these government-paid trolls, like at least 40,000 of them, and these Hasbara people from Israel or whatever, and they're all they're all getting on these threads trying to confuse and get people fighting with each other. But the bottom line is, we know that the story was physically impossible. We know the people who are involved, they belong in a courtroom. And then the next problem is the fucking courtrooms are corrupt. The answer is for enough people to wake up about it. And getting back to what we were talking about, the Holocaust or whatever it is, what it really comes down to is we need to stop being Jewish, black, white, Chinese, or whatever it is. We need to start being human, and we need to start being human beings. And
everybody hear that?
We're human beings. God damn it, our lives have value.
We bleed red blood, all of us. We're all fucking shaped the same, roughly. You know, like it doesn't matter. We're subject to our environment. I mean, over hundreds of thousands of years, like we took on different forms, slightly different forms, but we're all the fucking same, for Christ's sakes. We're human beings. We are one people on this planet.
Yeah, we're all
and now
human
we're all
beings.
Connected.
We're all human beings, all connected, and all of us human beings have to come into alignment with the truth that there's a handful of motherfuckers at the top of this pyramid, and they're
right.
You know, they also could be different races or whatever. The people running the bank happen to be Jewish, but they don't represent Jewish people. They too are human beings, but they happen to be fucked up, psychopathic human beings who enjoy waging wars and having power and control over the people. And what happens, James, is most people are generally good people. They just want to live their lives, right? They just want to live their lives, have families, make a living, have friends, go out and have a good time or whatever, and they don't bother anybody. And
these people
are not able to conceive of the fact that there's evil people other than the evil people that are manufactured, like these fake ISIS groups and these lone wolf terrorist Muslims and white supremacist gun nuts that are manufactured by the government. They keep telling us, they get radicalized or inspired on the internet. So they invent this boogeyman, and that's the boogeyman that the people believe exists. They can't conceive of the fact that there's people pulling strings and orchestrating all these phony fake shows and putting this garbage down on everybody.
They
can't conceive of it.
Well, it's starting to be more, you know, once a fad or a trend picks up, it's like, the truth has been tainted by 9/11 truth and 89/11 truth. It makes it kind of like, I don't even talk about the truth anymore. But when something more tangible comes along, like they're fucking lying to you, and that makes it gets it into people's gut, and they're like, it hurts, it's annoying, it's just itchy. Then they start talking, and then they're like, bang, 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 like explaining it to everybody. Now the problem is
their ears are only itchy for false doctrine. After 9/11, people were putting on the back of their windshields murals of 9/11, never forget. And a few years later, they forgot, and they don't want to talk about it anymore. Oh, that was done. It was in the past. But I'll tell you what, 9/11, to a certain extent, is happening now. Because this one real terror event where I believe a lot of people really did die, after that, they just roll out one phony fake show after the other. And at a certain point, they're gonna run a real show, a real drill, where real people die. And it may be as what happened in history. Whenever they take, historically, whenever you take the guns away from the population, that's when the bodies start to drop.
I keep pushing for this, and I keep saying it over and over and over for the last 2 years. I'm like, don't give up your guns. It's not me. It's not because of me. I'm just saying, like, everybody should be saying this. Everybody should be echoing this. Anyone who says something to the alternate effect are brainwashed fucking idiots, and they should be, like, told that. They should be straight up, you're a fucking idiot. You don't know what you're talking about. Because just like with Hitler, and you give him the good reason, the excellent reason, the only good reason that we can relate to in our lifetimes, and not even, but Hitler had everybody register their gun, and then they all took all their guns by force, and then Hitler became master of the fucking country, and he couldn't defy Hitler. He was the dictator. Do you want Obama as a fucking dictator? Does the world want Obama as a dictator? That's what we're looking at. He wasn't elected anyways, and he's already in the role of fucking deceiving mastermind. He's not really that smart, but he's got handlers that are.
Yeah, he's got Brzezinski and Kissinger calling the shots, for crying out loud.
Two evil. They're not evil Jews. Well, they are evil Jews, but they're Zionists.
Yeah.
I personally amounted to Zionism being the ultimate problem because Kissinger and David Rockefeller and Rothschild are all fucking Zionists. The Queen of England is a Zionist. Everybody in Israel is a Zionist. I think it's a cult. It's a cult of evil. And that's
the problem. That is the problem. Get rid of the Zionists.
And all these ignorant, yeah, and all these ignorant church goers, it's just like a mantra to them. Oh, God bless Israel. They're the chosen people. They don't know the history of how Israel was forced into existence by the United Nations as a result of the Balfour Agreement, which was a deal that was made with the Rothschild family for that
right.
piece of land to be given to the Rothschild family. The very same people who were in charge of printing the money and controlling the world's wealth. Let's give them
right.
their own country, and they could, and so that they have an operating base where they could be a menace to everyone else on the planet, staging real wars and phony fake shows, whatever, victim playing, using the Holocaust, that victim playing thing. And then they do the very same things that were alleged to have been done to them and really
right.
do it to these Palestinians. You see these heartbreaking pictures of children with their heads broken open and their brains hanging out, and their little bodies just blown to pieces. They're killing mm. civilians, women, and children, and taking their land. Holy crap! Oh, they're the chosen people.